Yeah, you know, there's a lot going on. Obviously, we have a lot of issues with China and their inflation, and they're trying to do what they can to control that. Their corn's at record levels, and their beans and whatnot. So I mean, they've been buying our beans at a record pace, and there was talk out that they were going to try and stop kind of their inflationary concerns, but. You know, in the end, I think the demand is still pretty strong, and sometimes China says one thing and they more than likely do the opposite. So initially it was more negative. Beans were actually lower for a little bit today. Wheat was lower. Corn is still lower as we speak, but it's probably not going to go down a whole lot if wheat and beans continue doing what they're doing. But the dollar has reversed itself. It's actually up 66, which was basically what it was down the other day. Stock market had a good jobs report, but it's just kind of hanging out here. Now, looking at the stock market purely on a technical standpoint, it's been a good week. I mean, a back and fill type of day, it would not be bad at all. And as long as it closes above 11,300, and it's currently 11,430, it's more or less in pretty good shape here. So there's a lot to talk about here on a Friday. A lot of it coming from outside markets. There's not that much to talk about just in the regular corn, beans, and wheat market themselves. Exports probably slowing down a bit on corn. That's been evident in the last couple export sales report. But wheat is still doing well, and soybeans are doing well.
From that export standpoint, because of the way our dollar has been fluctuating so much lately, is that a turnoff to those folks, foreign buyers?
Well, you know, if it keeps working in their direction, then they'd be pretty happy with it. But it adds more risk to this situation is what it ends up doing. You know how it is when someone buys something and the price gets cheaper, and they're like, well, maybe I should just wait next time instead of, you know, because I bought a little too high last time. So, but it is concerning because it moves so fast. These currencies are moving faster than a lot of our commodities are, and we know how fast commodities are moving. So I think from that standpoint, it adds more elements of risk to the situation, and markets, you know, do not like uncertainty. They don't like extra risk if they don't have to take it on.
Jump over to what we're seeing on the livestock side. Cattle futures, really kind of, are they following the direction of the overnight trade with the Globex market?
Yeah, I think so. They're kind of stagnant, in all honesty. Chart-wise, you're kind of in a sideways pattern in the last few days here. In all honesty, it looks more like you're trying to carve out a bottom in the market. But, you know, cutouts did slip yesterday. They came below the 160 level. I don't know if they'll slip a whole lot more. 155 would be a good support, if anything, if you'd slip even more. Technically, like I said, it's kind of a sideways market. But looking at slaughter, looking how many cattle, what the numbers we have out there, long term, you know, if the stock market holds, especially here in the U.S., this market's more than likely going to work more higher than lower. I think you did run into a time where right now you got a lot of poultry on the market, and you got a lot of hogs on the market too. But that, you know, if our demand stays strong, that'll work itself out, and I wouldn't be surprised if you start seeing pork and poultry demand gain a little bit here in the future.
What does the jobs market information mean, though, for beef and pork?
Well, you know, it should be better down the road. Now, you know, people always like to see the numbers today were good, and they're going to have to see, you know, more numbers like this long term, but more people to work, obviously that's a very good sign, and hopefully that can continue here. But it should bring more demand down the road, more people have money to spend and get more of our product off the market.
But overall activity, could that continue to be sluggish for these hogs?
Well, you know, the cash prices seem to have at least stabilized. I believe they're down 26 straight days, and they've been up the last couple days here. The packer margin is almost unbelievable at this point. It's just huge. And so they have money to pay up if they want to. And there is talk that, you know, next week that they might be doing that. Cutouts are still extremely high, really. 77.20 in the history of the market, that's a very good cutout price. And if cutouts can stay here, in all honesty, cash should start to firm up and probably help out the futures a little bit, too.